2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
The Obama administration plans to spend $3.4 billion to increase the deployment of heavy weapons, armored vehicles, and other equipment to NATO countries in Central and Eastern Europe, with the goal of countering what U.S. officials say is a newly aggressive Russia under Vladimir Putin's leadership. They point to Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea and the country's support for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. The budget request is four times the current budget of $789 million, representing the largest military buildup in Europe since the end of the Cold War. In response, Russian officials say NATO's move is a threat to European stability. To underscore that point, the Russian military was put on high alert in mid-February and held snap war games in central and southern Russia near Ukraine. In another echo of the Cold War era, President Obama announced plans in 2013 to modernize the U.S. nuclear arsenal over the next three decades at a cost of nearly $1 trillion. The plan calls for updating America's nuclear triad, which includes intercontinental ballistic missiles, as well as submarines and aircraft capable of delivering nuclear warheads. There is growing concern that moves now underway to upgrade and deploy new weapon systems by both the U.S. and Russia will trigger a new Cold War with dangerous and unintended consequences. Your reporter spoke with Paul Kavika Martin, political and communications director with the group Peace Action. Here he discusses the ratcheting up of tensions in Eastern Europe and explains why his group opposes President Obama's plan to modernize the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal.
Yeah, I think you'd easily argue that we are in a new Cold War because not only are we increasing in our spendings on nuclear weapons and conventional weapons that surround Russia, but Russia has also been increasing its military budget. And then the interesting thing is now this is nearly now a three-person Cold War because China has also been increasing its military budget.
What do you think the danger is here in the escalation along the Russian-European border? What is your largest concern here about the weaponry that's going to be going into this region?
Yes, the $3.4 billion is that we're increasing. That's a four times increase, so four times what we spent last year. Is going to go first into troops. So we already have 62,000 troops in some 12 European countries, and we're going to increase that by 10 to 15,000 troops. We're going to be giving more money to NATO, spending more money for training, and then probably the most concern is putting more combat vehicles along the Russian border. And this is already has a reaction from Russia, in which they are now putting more vehicles and things on its border. So my biggest concern, obviously, would be some skirmish that would happen or something small and someone makes a mistake, start like a little mini war there. And then just in the larger concerns about, is this really how we want to be spending our monies? And if you look at our Pentagon spending, we are spending over 50% of our discretionary budget in the U.S. is going to the Pentagon. Now, when you're at home and you're making your own budget, you probably don't spend 50% of it on fences and alarms and security for your family. It's just not the way we normally spend things. And so when we have limited dollars to spend on other things, such as education and roads and stuff, is this really what we want to do? And is this really the solution to dealing with Russia? And I would argue we have had other good things that we've done with Russia, such as the Iran deal, a START treaty, which reduced nuclear weapons between the two countries. There are other avenues in dealing with Russia besides military buildup.
Now, I wonder if we turn our attention to the Obama and Pentagon decision to build a new generation of nuclear weapons and your organization's view of that very expensive decision. This is certainly going to be quite costly for the United States taxpayers over the next bunch of years.
Yeah, just a little history. During the Cold War, at one point, the world had some 70,000 nuclear warheads. Now we're down to about 16,000 nuclear warheads. 95% of those are held by Russia or the U.S. And we recently had a good treaty that we got together with Russia a number of years ago and ratified by the U.S. Senate called the New START Treaty. So that's going to bring down the U.S. to about 1,515 strategic warheads in the next couple of years. And then we have a few thousand that are in reserve and a few thousand that are in line to be dismantled in what we thought was going to be an effort to be moving towards zero. There was a very historic speech several years ago by President Obama in Prague in which he talked about getting to a world free of nuclear weapons, one of the first sitting presidents to state this goal, and that we'd be moving towards that. But here we are. Our plans are now to spend $1 trillion over 30 years on nuclear weapon modernization. So here at a time, we're moving down to 1,500, and the president himself has already said, and his advisors have said, that we could probably cut that down another third, no problem, so we can easily go down to 1,000. And there's even other military experts who agree that we could actually go down to 300 nuclear weapons and still have a deterrent, if you believe in the deterrence policy. But at the same time, we're supposed to be moving to zero, but we're going to spend $1 trillion over 30 years, and that's something that we can't afford.
That was Paul Kavika-Martin, Political and Communications Director with the group Peace Action. Find more analysis of growing tensions between the U.S. and Russia by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.